We'll embark on the rain report for July 17 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. This week, we bring you yet another story of inspiration. Well, actually, two. There is no debating whether Martin Jew, K5FLU, has made the most of his career, which just happens to be the manufacturing of ham radio equipment via his company, MFJ Enterprises. Though his talk was the shortest presentation at the 2010 Newsline Town Hall meeting this past May at the Dayton Hamvention, his story is nonetheless an example of the American dream. To introduce Martin's short talk, here's forum chair, co-founder of the Amateur Radio Newsline, Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF.
Next, we're going to bring you what I think is one of the most inspirational stories of success in ham radio that I personally have ever seen or heard. It's the story of MFJ Electronics, how it began, and the man who made it all happen. Now, I remember the very first ad for MFJ, and I think it was CW Filter, and I think it was in 73 magazine, because I was a writer at 73. I remember seeing that little ad, and from that little ad, a Dynasty in Electronics was born. We have today the founder president of MSJ Enterprises, Martin Jew, K5FLU. He began a business with his one simple product, and over the next several decades has built that business to encompass MFJ Enterprises as a parent company of Ameritron, Hi-Gain, Mirage, Vectronic, Cushcraft Radio, and Antenna Line. It's a true American success story. I mean, this is what the country is all about. Martin Jew, K5FLU.
Thank you, Bill. For a minute, I thought that was my mother talking. Well, I've had my original ham radio call for K5FLU, that's funny looking underwears, for almost 50 years now. And I got my call back in high school when I was a teenager, and have been interested in radio since I was a Cub Scout, 8 years old. But I grew up in an old country grocery store in a small cotton farming community in the Mississippi Delta. All of my friends, all of my relatives, everybody we knew were in some kind of a business. You know, this was back in the 50s, and there weren't jobs like there are now, corporate jobs, but, you know, they were shoemakers and electricians and bricklayers, so that was common. Because I grew up that way, I just naturally wanted to start some kind of a business, but radio was my first love. So I got an engineering degree at Mississippi State University, and I started an engineering design business to design an electronic circuit for the various research departments at Mississippi State. But what I found out was that all I could do was all I could do. I had to do all the work myself, though, so you couldn't get very big. So what I decided to do was to just build a few products and just get somebody else to build them. I was teaching some courses at Mississippi State. My first production line was when I went into classes with these bags of parts and asked if there were any students that wanted to put these things together for 25 cents a piece. So we had some pretty rich students, and they were making that kind of money. But anyway, by getting other people to build the products, I could multiply my efforts pretty good. Because I was a ham radio operator, and that's the way I grew up, is the reason why ham radio became such a big part of what I wanted to do. The other question Bill wanted me to speak to was, what advantages do you have with a ham radio license? Well, there's really many advantages that may not be obvious. You know, not only do you have to learn some of the technical electrical skills, such as radio and electronic theory, but also you have to know some mechanical skills like soldering and wiring techniques. But even more important, you know, you learn how to think in a logical fashion, how to solve problems with your troubleshooting skills, and how to articulate your thoughts and your ideas from all these QSOs that y'all have had. You learn discipline and how to follow instructions from understanding and obeying the FCC rules and regulations. You know, these points you don't realize that you've learned with ham radio. But all of those high-level skills you learn as an amateur radio operator, they can be applied directly to the jobs that you have or any jobs that you want to apply them to. And just because you have a ham radio license can show a prospective employer that you have the dedication and the skill level to accomplish a pretty fairly complex and disciplined skill task. I think Bill's left the room now, so I can plug in a little commercial here. At MFJ and our sister companies, we've got many jobs that can use ham radio skills directly. We need technicians of all kinds. We need engineering techs. We need quality control techs, production line techs, maintenance techs. Maintenance techs need to have mechanical and electrical skills. We need assemblers, mechanical and electronic assemblers. And we need operators to operate in the surface mount machines, the wave soldering machines, the computer control punch presses, and these huge stamping machines for making the brackets, other parts for those antennas at high gain and Cushcraft. And we need technical writers, we need advertising writers, graphic designers, production supervisors, we need customer service people that can have the hams on the phones and the shows. But all of those skills that you have acquired being a ham radio operator applies in all those skills. That's the end of my commercial, Bill. Thank you very much.
Is this the first time you've ever spoken at the convention? Well, it's been a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you so much. And thank you for all you do for the hobby. And now he's got to get back to work.
Martin Chu, K5FLU, the man, mind, and name behind MFJ Enterprises. Up next is an equally entertaining talk about one's career in ham radio by Alan Pitts, W1AGP, Public Relations Manager for the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in the USA. This is the RAIN Report, now available on Twitter at www.twitter.com/TheRAINReport. We'll be right back.
Most of the people you have heard today have been long, long-term friends of mine. We've gone through a lot of things together in years. This is one of my newer friends, Alan Pitts, W1AGP. He's the Public Relations Director for the American Radio Relay League. But how he got to that job and what he's done in his life and the fact that he's a ham, again, it's this connection, ham radio, employment, career. So I'm going to let him tell his own story. Alan Pitts, W1AGP. Alan, the floor is yours.
I was going to run down a number of the different attributes for amateur radio people, but Martin did a wonderful job of that, and I hope you were paying attention to him, because indeed those are a lot of the skills. My own career, bluntly, I started out as a Lutheran, well, even before I was a Lutheran pastor, while I was going to seminary, I worked undercover narcotics for the state of South Carolina, which was very, very interesting. 28 arrests, 27 convictions, and the big kicker was when we got to court, the prosecuting attorney would always have the last question. You do this part-time? Yes, sir. What are you primarily doing? I'm a student up at the seminary. But I was a Lutheran pastor for a number of years. I was a lousy pastor. Truthfully, I had nothing really going for patting little old ladies on the head and things like that. I wanted to do things, and I was more into social ministry than a lot of they were ready for me. So I left the ministry, and I started working 17 years as a senior therapist in the psychiatric department of a hospital, which explains a whole lot. And from there, I went and worked for a very large social organization. I ran the largest homeless shelter, transitional living, food, kitchen, and all kinds of other services in the city of Hartford for a number of years. Got through doing that and then started working for another organization called the Box Project, which still exists in some form. They survived me. What we did with the Box Project is matching families from all over the United States to be parents, sponsors, I call them sister families, to families that are living in some of the worst areas of rural poverty anywhere in the United States, and got involved in that rather heavily. Somehow from that, I ended up on Oprah Winfrey one day, and Oprah Winfrey gave me one heck of an endorsement. So when the time came that the board of directors of the Box Project said, Alan, thank you very much. You've expanded the organization greatly, probably too much. Goodbye. I'm going, now what do I do? If you're like me, where you've gone through a number of different jobs, when you lose a job, the first thing you feel is resentment. And then very shortly after that, you feel that period of relief. Hey, I got time now. I may have unemployment. I may have whatever. You feel a little bit of relaxation. I'm finally going to be able to work in the backyard or on the roof or maybe go play a couple of rounds of golf or whatever. And then the cancer starts. For most of us men, what is your life? It's your work. And when you haven't got work, what starts to happen? You start to question yourself. You start to isolate. Now, here's where I'm talking to every person in this room. I don't care if you right now have a job or don't have a job. If you don't have a job, don't isolate. If you are one of the people that have a job, you're part of the greatest hobby in the United States or anywhere in the world. What do? We communicate. Don't let your friends isolate. Talk to them. You're part of a club. You're part of a group. You're part of an MCOM, Aries, whatever it may be. Don't let them isolate. That kills them inside. I've hired many people. How many of you here have been in a hiring position where you've hired others? Can you tell a loser when they walk in the door? You're dang right you can. And what is it that makes that person a loser? He was fully functional probably in his previous job. What makes him a loser? He starts to isolate. If you want to help each other and yourself, get on the radio. Talk to them. Get them involved. Keep them involved. It's one way the amateur radio community can do a service which nobody else thinks about. We've got a fraternity, sorority, okay, of like-minded people, and we can support each other in ways that nobody else has ever thought of. So that's one side of it. Okay, my own story with bouncing around, and bluntly, I'm bouncing around for 6 months. You try to find a position for a national level executive director someplace else, but yeah, okay, I've got an extra class license, and yeah, I'm an avid ham, and there's two positions at the ARL that are open. One is the chief operating officer, and the other is the public relations position. Talked to Betsy Doan, who was the section manager, and I said, Betsy, I'm going to go for the PR position. She said, why don't you go for the COO position? I said, I don't need the headaches. And you know what? My office is right next to Harold Kramer's. God love Harold. I couldn't do it. Walked in and talked, ultimately interviewed with Dave Sumner. I said, been in your seat. I don't want it. I'll take the public relations. The past history of growing things, working with Oprah and all, I'm quite sure what kicked it over. They probably were scratching their heads many, many times, especially in the beginning. I think I've been successful. I think it's worked. I'm smart enough to pick up ideas from other people. We've got a wonderful group, and that is our strength. Use each other. Talk to each other. This is where you find your support. And this is where, ultimately, yeah, if there are jobs out there, this is where you'll find them within your amateur radio community. Thank you.
The voice and thoughts of Alan Pitts, W1AGP. Public Relations Manager for the American Radio Relay League, the National Association of Amateur Radio in the USA. Both Allen's and Martin's talks were excerpted from the 2010 Newsline Town Hall meeting held this past May at the Dayton Hamvention. We've got one more story to tell, but that'll happen in 2 weeks. Next week, we'll bring you an interview of the just-announced Young Ham of the Year. Who is he? Tune in next week and you'll find out. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2010. Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.